Yeah, this is Peter Kamau Mukuria. Excuse my voice, I'm slightly losing my voice. But yeah, this is Comrade Peter Mukuria, aka Comrade Pig Panther. So I'm calling here from Jessup Correctional Institution in the state of Maryland. Yeah, where I got sent to through the interstate contact transfer from the state of Virginia. So since I've been here, it's been quite a turmoil. Basically the same issues that I was encountering in Virginia. It's pretty much the same identical issues that I'm encountering here. You know, I would think that, you know, situation will be slightly different here, but it's actually not. You know, the main thing is kind of seems like, you know, I come over here and I'm getting along fine with the prisoners, but, you know, once again, the administration, you know, is hell-bent on pretty much perpetuating the retaliation from Virginia. So this weekend was the first time that I got to see my parents for the first time in about 10 years. So, you know, it was a visit that I've been looking forward to for pretty much a decade. You know, so this weekend, which was also Father's Day, my father was also coming along, my father and my mother. And they got here at 3 o'clock. And before they even got here, the first thing they did was they had to call here and schedule for a visit. And while they called here to schedule a visit, they asked about the dress code and everything. And they were pretty much just told, you know, dress appropriately. That was it. When they got here on Saturday, they actually got here at 3 o'clock. The visit was scheduled for 4 o'clock. Upon arriving, you know, they had to go through the metal detector and, you know, pretty much the search procedure. And as they were going through the metal detector, you know, went off, and my father went through the metal detector, and he went off 3 times. And that's when they finally came to the realization that the metal detector was going off simply because of the zipper that my father, you know, the zipper on the pants. You know, even though they realized that, they denied him entry to see me because of a zipper. Because of a zipper on his pants, they denied him to see me. And the most ridiculous thing about that is that inside this prison, we have jeans. And with the jeans that we wear, as far as the pants, they have zippers. So I don't understand how the zipper was enough to prevent him from coming inside this prison and seeing me when it's not exactly contraband when we have zippers on our clothes. Anyway, so he was denied entry. And once he was denied entry, my mother was allowed to come in because she passed through the metal detector. You know, as my mother was sitting there in the hallway, another lady happened to come to see somebody else. And she walked through the metal detector, and the metal detector went off. The metal detector went off again, and it went off again for the third time. And this lady told them that, you know, she recently had a knee surgery procedure. That's why the metal detector went off. Without having to provide any medical documentation or any proof to, you know, to pretty much illustrate that she is telling the truth, that she recently had, you know, a medical procedure, they allowed her right in. You know, my father was subject to different standards. You know, long story short, from 3 o'clock, my mother sat in that lobby till 5:30. 5:30 is when I was finally called over there. My mother kept inquiring why it was taking so long for me to get there, and she was being told that, you know, I am out for impound recreation, which is why it was taking so long. On that day, we were actually on lockdown, so nobody was out for impound recreation. And then when I finally saw my mother, it was a 45-minute when it actually should have been a 2-hour visit because she was coming out of town. But this is just another example of the retaliation from Virginia. Now it's over here in Maryland. Comrade Pierce, thank you for your time.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.